Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Nina. May I have your email address to pull your account?
Yes, it is Dynamic, D-Y-N-A-M-I-C, Anna, A-N-N-A, 15 at gmail.com.
And that's dynamicanna15 at gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and may I please have your first and last name?
My name is Anna Sanginetti.
Thank you for that information. And Miss Anna, how can I help you today with your account?
Well, let me see here. When I purchased the... I don't know if you're able to see the purchase that I did for, it was $17 for, let me see exactly what it was.
For a transit period guy for 3 months.
Is that transit period, like 3 months, is it based on, so it's your natal chart?
Like it's based on the time of birth. All of our reports are based on the time of birth.
What provided and all that. Okay. And the 3 months, is it like, does it explain like planets and like a little more detailed information about personally, like personalized for me?
Yes. I do see it says date of birth. Could you verify your date of birth?
3/16/82.
And time of birth?
7:45 p.m.
And you are a female?
Yes.
Have we ever logged into your members area library?
I have not, no.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Sanginetti.
Oh, spell that for me.
Oh, S-A-N-G-I-N-I-T-I.
S-A-N-G-I-N-I-T-I.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a pencil? I'm going to show you how to see the question that you're asking about that report. My recommendation is to go and generate the report in your personalized library first.
Okay.
And then you can ask report questions about the actual content of the report inside of your library with an advisor. That is also inside of your library.
Okay, so I'm going to write down what I can ask an advisor in the library, you said?
Yes, members area library.
Members area library, okay.
And the website, let me give you the website. It's
okay.
members.astrologyanswers.com.
Members.astrologyanswers.com.
And then your password is your last name, first initial, 2020.
Okay. Is it capitalized or it doesn't
Only
matter?
Thing that's capitalized is S in your first, I mean, in your last name.
Okay, so my password is my last name and then 2020?
No, A for your first initial.
Okay.
Password and then 2020.
A. Okay, no. So capitalize A?
No, capital, I mean, S, the only thing that's capitalized is S in your last name. Everything else is lowercase.
Okay. So it would be capital S, and then I still have to, you know, fill it in like Sanginetti, capital S, and then 2020?
Yes, capital S. I mean, it's just your last name. Anytime you write your last name, you're supposed to have a capital S.
Yes, yes. But
everything else is lowercase. Everything else.
Okay. Sanginetti, and then you said 2020?
Yes, don't forget about their your first initial, A.
Yes. And the A is also capitalized or not capitalized?
No, and nothing else is capitalized except the S as in Sam.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's why I was like, where'd that A come from? I know it's for
your
Anna,
first
but...
name, first initial, first initial. I'm like, is this Anna? Can I speak to Anna?
You know why I'm calling is because after I did this, you know, there's additional offers, obviously, and then I'm not working right now because of this whole pandemic thing. So I'm like, you know, I would like to, you know, do like the personalized one for like 187, but I declined it because I can't. But then they popped up another one, but it's saying, "Dear Nicole," like all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Like everything's, all the information that I'm reading, it doesn't say "Dear Anna," it says "Dear Nicole," and I'm like, is this a like, what happened? Why does it say "Dear Nicole"? Like, here's for $57. You know, there's basically, let me see what it says. "Dear Nicole," let's see. "Submit your request and I will give you 1 year of ongoing monthly forecast for $57. Normally $9 a month, but what threw me off is the, you know, I'm being...
Oh, who is Nicole? Not Nicole.
No, that's why I'm like, let me call and make sure, because it should say "Dear Anna," or... So I'm like, where is that Nicole coming from, that name?
So what we're going to do is, well, it'll be different now because we updated everything. Profile as well.
That's why I'm like, oh my gosh, even if I were to purchase anything, like the Nicole name, I'm like, I'm not associated with that name. I don't know where it came from. I want to make sure I have the correct info, you know.
It should come out because I've updated the profile, corrected it, reset your password. Simply go to the site, member report, excuse me, members.astrologyanswers.com. Click login. Your username is your email address. The password is your last name, first initial, 2020. After you log in, go to the very top and click My Library. You should see the transit period guide in your library. If you have any questions about the actual internal information, go right there where you click My Library, click Advisor. And then you can ask the advisor's questions via email, chat, or call them inside of your library.
Okay. So it's members.astrology?
Yes, members.astrologyanswers.com.
Astrology, I'm going to type it in really quick. Answers.com. This is the person who... I forgot her name. What is it? Oh my gosh. The company.
Don.
Yeah, Don. Does she ever do like one on one or like on group Facebook live things or, you know?
You can ask the advisors. See, because she is our master advisor. Ask them. And they will be able to help you.
I see. I'm sure she's very busy.
Okay, that's why she has them. See, if she's too busy, she has the advisors in place.
I'm going to do my password, which is little A, capital S.
Yes.
And then the rest of my last name. Gingivitis. Have you tried this for yourself?
Used to have, I did what?
Have you tried these services for yourself?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I have. The Transit Period Guide is the best thing. Right behind it is the Life Path, the Numerology Report. It's just so many.
Really? Oh, okay. There's numerology report, and that it I'm doing the transit, right, for 3 months.
That is correct. And a lot of people come back and do the transit for 12 months.
What, and then what is the cost of that one?
It's different prices. They're going to offer you different
Oh,
prices,
okay.
or you can call us and we can quote whatever price that's offered on our dashboard.
I see.
But the only
So
thing about
you,
that, the price that they quote you online, if it's not on our dashboard, don't be deterred. You would have to accept one of those offers. Because they're solely based, targeting markets. That's why they give you the discounts online.
Exactly. That's true. Sagittarius 2020, let me see. That is so weird. Okay. It's not dynamic, NF15 at Gmail. And then the password is lowercase a and then capital S A N G I N I T I.
Now, the first word is your last name.
Okay, capital S. Okay. A N G I N I T I 2020 at the end.
2020 at the end. A
Okay,
2020. And A
oh,
because
okay.
your first name is Anna.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And of the services that you said that you guys offer is numerology, transit periods, and then what was the last one?
Oh, the life path.
Oh yeah, life path.
It sent you
Is that
yearly forecast.
that's a yearly forecast? That's different from the 12-month transit.
Yes.
Is
12-month
what is the main
transit.
difference?
The transit period guide details pertaining to money, career, and your heart's desire.
Okay.
What you should choose to do next to take full advantage of the personal transit.
Okay, you said love, career, and finance.
I didn't understand you.
You said it's for it's the transit period is for love,
Oh, love,
career.
career, and your heart desires.
Heart
Your
desires,
heart.
gotcha.
So
Desires,
you can
yeah.
always go to astrologyanswers.com, and it gives
Oh.
a full in-depth of a lot of the reports that we offer.
I see. Okay. I'm about to log in here. No, why is it not working?
Are you on Google Chrome?
No, I should do that instead then.
Yes, you have to be on Google Chrome. Simply use those instructions, log in, review everything in your library, and give me a call back if you need any other assistance. You're going to be happy with it.
You. My last question before we hang up was the yearly forecast. What is that? Most I know what the transit ones are now that you told me, like love, career, and heart desires. But what about the yearly forecast? What does that exactly entail?
It's the yearly forecast is one report, and it gives you an overview of what might be expected to happen, hopefully good, throughout the year.
Okay, like predictions.
Predictions.
Maybe. Like, I don't know.
I'm gonna say insight.
Insight. Okay, that's a good one. And what with your experience in doing working with, you know, in this company and with Don, anything there that, you know, if something is unpleasant or negative and you really need to modify or change it or avoid it, how can we go about that?
What the customer would do is let us know and we'll inform corporate, or you can go online to the support section online and give them a message.
Oh, wow. Okay. But like, it's not everything in there is going to, like, I mean, we have free will to, I mean, this should empower us, right?
Like,
to have free will to, like, okay, if this is going to happen, I can handle it. I should handle it in this way so it won't be worse, or.
That is correct. Yes, everyone has free will. That's like in religion. It's free will. It's what you're, and see, the energy is real, because you can't predict. I mean, you can't create or manifest or, like, make energy fake. Energy is true. And it actually goes out the energy. So if you're having negative vibes, my suggestion is to reach out to astrology to see, could we have a motivational clarity to, you know, put you on your right path. Okay, path of positiveness, hopefully.
Right, right. Have you experienced that yourself, or you're like, okay, I need some help with this one?
Well, I've experienced with one of our physical items. I bought it, but I never really used it. But then when I went into the training class, they showed me how, I mean, that it was actually moving from the energy. You know, like, that's why I say energy is real.
Yes.
Energy is real. I mean, and it baffled me. So it's not a point of believing or not, or religion or not, or astrology or not. It is your negativeness or your positiveness, energy.
Yes, that's the energy that you are, like, that you exude out, right? And, like, you have to, like, change it to exude it out, or, like, okay,
to get, see, everything is geared to making negative positive. So if it's positive already, you're going to have awesome energy sources. If it's negative already, we want to turn it around. That's what I'm getting out of astrology.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Oh my gosh, wow. Well, so if anything like that happens, that's when you go into you're at the members area, and then the advisors, you ask, okay, how do I deal with this? How do I, you know, transmute this into a positive outcome? And that's how you would get guidance?
Yes, you would get guidance from your reports or physical items that you bought. The advisors inform you, or, you know, enlighten you on questions that you might have about your personal life, because everybody's guidance is not going to be the same. Unless everybody has positive energy, it would be awesome.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So in members area, that's where the advisors are available for any questions. With, like, for example, this 3-month transit, I can ask questions.
Yes, about the transit period, internal information. What we do in customer service is about the financial purchasing. I can assist you on purchasing, assist you on getting to your library to view your reports. Internal questions about your reports, you have to direct them to your advisor in the library.
Oh, okay, I see. And this is only for 3 months access?
Yes, this says 3 months transit period guide.
And then after the 3 months, I don't have access to members area anymore.
You would have to purchase more months.
Oh, correct. Yeah. All right. It looks like it did work. I did log in. And then, hi, Anna. Oh, it says hi, Anna. I'm glad to say Nicole. Okay. So this is Meet Patty. Okay. Tools, resources. All right. Speak to Psych Advisor today. Okay. Two advisors currently online. Also, you said I can go to my library, you said, after that?
Yes. Right where you click advisor is a library button, a topic, subtopic. Okay, Ms. Anna, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Just in the library is basically just whatever you view is just information.
What you purchase. Yes, it's your library. Is everything that you purchase and things that you can purchase.
I see. Okay. Sounds
everything is
good.
In ebooks.
Oh, they're ebooks. Okay.
Well, except for the physical purchases. But the ebooks are instructions of the physical purchases.
I see. Yeah, I can see purchase product, courses, guides, ebooks, and products. Yeah. Oh, products are okay. These are the, and then the ebooks, and then the guides. Guides, it doesn't come up anything. You see, courses, nothing. Just purchase, ebooks, and products come up.
Yes. But anything that you purchase will be in your library.
Uh-huh. I see. Yeah, I do see what you said, career success, your love relationship, healthy lifestyle, and self-love. Okay. So so I'm going to go to the transit period guide. Okay. And then it says, awesome. I'm going to look into it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. This is Nina at astrologyanswers.com. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Good luck.